Good evening and welcome to the second set here at the Bruno. Before we begin, as per our quiet policy, I'd like to ask everyone to please turn your cell phones to silence or vibrate, and let's try to keep conversation to a minimum so we can all enjoy the music. For tonight's performance, please no flash photography, no audio or video recording, so please turn the flash off of cameras and cell phones. And once again, no audio or video recording with any device. If when you enter you receive the small blue and white or black and white card, please be sure to give that card to the waitress when she gets to your table. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together as we welcome back to the Blue Note stage, Bill Evans, Soul Grass Special.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Second set, final night. We have been having a blast here all week. Whew. Playing with Mike and having our guest John Medeski come in for a couple days. And Randy Brecker, this has really been a special week for us. Sort of debuting the record in New York, Dragonfly, and getting a chance to play with all these guys has really been a pleasure. Especially since I live near New York and I'm constantly playing thousands of miles from home, so to be able to stay here and do this is really a lot of fun for me. I always look forward to this. So I'd like to introduce the members of the organization. I mention this every set, but it's really true. This guy on drums is a real special character. We finally figured out he's actually not from this planet as we know it. Because you're not supposed to be able to have, you know, both feet doing one thing, your arms doing another thing, and then sing at the same time. And he told me earlier today that he actually worked out his phone bill at the same time with all that stuff going on. He helped co-write a lot of the new record, and he sang on the new record, and he's just a great musician. How about it for Josh Dion? Having as much fun as it looks like he's having. He finishes the set, he's upstairs in the dressing room going, yeah! On the bass, this guy's a phenom. He grew up in Cameroon, Africa, and now resides in Paris, France. Well, that sounds cool right off the bat, even if he didn't play bass. Man, I'm from Cameroon, but I live in Paris. But I'm playing in New York. How about you? So. Anyway, he's got his own band, and I first heard him with the Zawinul Syndicate, and he just blew me away. And the first thing I thought of was, God, this guy sounds great. He's got gloves on. But they said, do not ask him about the gloves. So I still, to this day, I haven't done that. So he's currently, you can see him with the John McLaughlin Group. He did our tour last November, December, and we had the opportunity to play with the great Steps Ahead with Mike and do some tours. And how about it for Etienne Mbappe on the bass? And on guitar, grew up in Australia and now lives in Fiji. No. From New York, living in New York, playing in New York. How? And he's been like a guy on the scene just playing with everybody. You know, there's a few guys that everybody calls over the years because they play great. And he's one of those guys, and we've been playing on and off for years and years. And it's just always a pleasure to play with his energy and everything that he does. So let's hear it for Mitch Stein on the guitar. And this next instrument on banjo has been a real pleasure watching him grow as a musician and everything since we met in 2006, because I had these ideas for banjo and I just didn't know anybody. And I did this Soulgrass CD and I called Bela Fleck and we did this record with all these guys. It was great fun and everything. I said, I want to find a new young guy who can really play this instrument, but I don't know one. And he mentioned Ryan as well as John McLaughlin did. And I said, okay, now I got to find him. And I was able to find him, and I just want to say, this is one of the hardest instruments that you could ever play. I mean, there's a lot of jokes about it, but I'll tell you something, this thing is really hard. I tried it, I got nowhere. No, but it really is. It's strung differently than a guitar, and you've got, like, you know, he's got picks on all his fingers, and so you have a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, it's not like guitar, one pick, easy. You know, it's... No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so he's got his own CD out, and we've been playing together for years. He's also burning up the new record, and lives in Nashville, Ryan Cavanaugh. And on the vibes, our special guest. This guy is a monster, arranger, composer, an unbelievable musician, and has produced so many Grammy-winning albums. And, you know, I'm not into sort of the Grammy thing, but I'll tell you something. He has produced and been a part of so many great records that I've listened to throughout the years, and just the stories he has to tell. I said, you have to do a book because it's sort of the history of music. And the group Steps Ahead was sort of pivotal, I know, my career and in so many other musicians and the music business in general for progressive contemporary music. And they did a whole bunch of great records. And aside from the great writing and stuff that he does and has done over the years and still does, he's a phenomenal vibes player, as you can tell, and one of the best in the world. So let's have a great New York welcome for Mike Mineri. What we're playing are songs from the latest CD, Dragonfly, which you can purchase upstairs, and we'll sign them, and it won't be worth anything after we sign them, but we'll do it anyway. And this is another tune off that record, and this is called Kings and Queens, written by myself and Josh. And thank you very much for coming, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
continue on with a tune that starts out with a solo by a spot for amazing stuff is Mike Mineri, and that leads to a tune called I Don't Know About Love. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
To Earl Scruggs, who is one of the greatest, if not the father of banjo, who just passed away recently, and a big mentor to Ryan on the banjo. And this is sort of our definitive bluegrass meets jazz tune, because, you know, it's funny to me, people say, you know, you're playing bluegrass with jazz. I swear to God, in my whole life, I never listened to categories. I just like the way instruments sound. I'm not, you know, I let everyone else worry about where they want to put everything, and we'll just play music. Basically, that's what it's at. And that's, when people say, well, you do this, you do that, I go, really? Anyway, this is a tune called Katie Hill. Thank you. Job, folks. We just do this. Anyway, we're going to play a tune. This is the title track off the new CD, Dragonfly. This is going to feature our bassiologist, Cameroon, living in Paris, and playing in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
quick one. I want to thank everyone at the club for being so generous and nice to us all week. We had a fantastic week here the last 5 days. Audiences have been fantastic. We just had a great time playing here. Don't forget to tip your waitress. They work hard. And we're going to continue on. You can pick up Dragonfly upstairs and get a signature, which will bring the value way down. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Really appreciate it.
When I feel like I wanna feel, you don't know. When I feel like I wanna feel, girl.
Thank you, everyone, this week. And we will see you again soon.